Light and darkness, sight and blindness, faith and doubt are the subject matter of the story that we heard from St. John's Gospel today. It's one of a series of three stories that the Church sets in front of our eyes every year during these Sundays of Lent immediately before Holy Week. And each of them is meant to teach us something about how God's grace operates in the soul. Last week, we heard the story of a Samaritan woman who went to a well thirsty in the heat of the day and found there one who was able to give her living water. Next week, we will hear the story of Lazarus, who was lying dead in his tomb until the voice of the Son of Man rang out in the silence, "Lazarus, come out," and he would awake to new life. Today, we hear the story of a man born blind who met one day the light of the world and afterwards was able to see. Light, life, living water. These are the effects of the grace of God in the soul. St. John mentions a curious detail about the man in the story. He says that he was born blind. That means not only can he not see now, but he never has been able to see in the past. His eyes have never beheld the sunrise. He's never seen the flowers in bloom, never looked upon his mother's face. Not only can he not see the colors of the world now, he can't even imagine what they look like. He has no reference point from which the idea of color could even occur to his mind. And when the Lord enkindled the light in his eyes for the first time, he was introduced into a whole new world, a world that had been there all along, but which he only then, at that moment, was able to perceive. But the curious thing also about the story is that the miracle is really only the introduction of it. As soon as the miracle is worked, the focus of the story shifts to sight and blindness of an entirely different kind. The man who's just been given physical sight for the first time is also being led by the Lord toward the light of faith, to a spiritual sort of seeing. We see it growing in him throughout the story as he gradually realizes who he is talking to, who he's dealing with. First, he calls him a prophet. Then he says to the scribes and the Pharisees, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from. And yet, he opened my eyes." Finally, when the Lord asks him the decisive question, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" he answers, "Yes, Lord, I believe." And it was at that point, finally, that the man was able to see. But paradoxically, while the story involves a blind man moving closer and closer to the light of faith, it also involves those who ought to have been able to see moving further and further toward blindness. As the scribes and the Pharisees dig in their heels and reject the evidence of the miracle that is right in front of their eyes and choose to close the eyes of their souls and not to look with eyes of faith. And the whole story puts it to us that we too have the choice to believe or not to believe, to accept the everlasting light, or to close our eyes in blindness. For the grace of God wants to kindle a light in the eyes of our soul. This man who was born blind, the fathers of the Church saw him as a fitting symbol for the whole human race, not able to see, never able to see in the past, not even able to imagine what the colors of the world might look like. It's an image of the human race because all of us come into this world in a sort of darkness, born in original sin, born ignorant of truths that are of the utmost importance if we are to guide our lives aright. It's true on a natural plane, of course. We're born not knowing the most basic and fundamental things that we need to know in order to take care of ourselves, even order to survive Someone has to teach us. But it's true of the deeper things too. We come into this world not knowing where we come from, not knowing who made us, not knowing what we're for, not knowing what is our purpose. To a certain extent, human wisdom, human intelligence, can look for the answers to those deeper questions, but the deepest sort of answer is shrouded in a mystery beyond the ken of human sight, and if we are to learn those mysteries, we have to have a teacher. We have to meet someone who knows, who can tell us. And just such a teacher is Jesus Christ, the light of the world. St. John puts it this way. He says, in him was life, and that life was the light of the human race. He says, no one has ever seen God, but God, the only begotten Son, he has made him known. He is the man come down from heaven, and he knows the mysteries of the life of heaven, and he's come to teach us, to kindle a light in our soul. He's come to teach us the mystery of the three in one, of God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a mystery hidden in God since before the creation of the world. He's come to teach us that God means to adopt us as his own beloved children, to raise us up to share in his life, to bring us one day to look upon the very face of God, the God before whom angels veil their faces while they sing, holy, holy, holy. For this reason, he made us. For this reason, he created us. And it needs faith in order to know that. Without faith, we're like a man who's blind. For our life is a journey. Without faith, we don't know where the journey ought to be headed. We don't even know where to find the road. But with the light of faith, we learn to trust and be led by the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. But it's difficult sometimes, and sometimes we hesitate. Sometimes we think that if we were to accept the light of faith, to open the eyes of our soul to see, if we were to try to really live by that faith, it might be too difficult. If we were to really believe and really live as though we believed that heaven was worth everything, worth the sacrifice of all the goods of this world, as if we really believed that the vision of God was sweeter than honey and more precious than gold, as if we really believed that the thing that mattered most in this life was that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. Sometimes it seems that if we really believed all that, the light would be too bright for us. It would hurt our eyes. It would make us dizzy and disoriented. We think that we might be too weak to live by the light of faith. Like all good lies, there's an element of truth in that. For we are too weak in ourselves to live by faith. The transformation of believing and living by faith's light is like a sleeper waking up. More profoundly than that, it's like a blind man learning how to see. It's actually like a dead man getting up out of the grave. And if we're going to do that, we have no power in ourselves to make it happen. But thanks be to God, our hope isn't in ourselves. In the second reading today, St. Paul addressed himself to those who have been walking in darkness for a long time, to those whose eyes may have become accustomed to the shadows, may have become heavy with sleep. The apostle's words are, "Wake up, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." My brothers and sisters, he is the only one who can.